Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. We've got a huge show coming up, lots of things to talk about, and a really good guest, Rob Driesline, one of the friends of the show, talking a little bit about what's going on at the state of Mille Lacs. And some regulations that just came up and were changed regarding perch. So lots of conversation there and more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Hey, everybody. Kayla, how are you doing?
I am good. I'm excited that we're talking with Rob Driesline today. He's always a wealth of knowledge.
He is, and amazingly very topical today as well. And I don't mean an ointment type topical. It is a very timely conversation, and it should be quite good because I'm a little passionate about what's been going on recently with the Bassmaster Classic. Local guy wins it, so that's pretty cool. And, yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about that. First, before I get too far, I have to always, my passion, obviously, and a lot of people, it's fun to watch next year, and we're gearing up for the Olympics for next year, and two big events happened this last week, and it was Lindsey Vonn finished second in her Super G, which at 40, it is the oldest ever a podium finish, meaning they're either one, two, or three. She finished second. And had a tremendous run, and I think it bodes well for her moving into the Olympic year. She can win a medal. She can do well, and I think she's got a lot more left in the tank as far as that passion, and that's a big deal. And as of Thursday, they had a little delay because of wind, etc. Michaela Schifrin, best woman skier ever, you know, coming back off of her big injury. She had a puncture wound and had a lot of things going on this year to try and recover. She wins her final slalom race of the year by over a second, which was impressive, to say the least.
Yeah. But
kudos to her. That was fantastic. She did not get to compete for the Globe, which is the overall best slalom skier. But that's personal victories on that situation are pretty amazing. And, of course, there's a lot to look forward to with the men's and the women's ski teams next year. And of course, our friend from the area, cross country,
Jesse Diggins,
she actually won the overall World Cup title as well for cross country. So lots of cool stuff going on that, and really lots to look forward to for the Winter Olympics next year. So I'm pretty happy. And speaking of locals, the local boy does well. And we'll talk about it more a little bit later, but Easton Fothergill, a local guy from Grand Rapids, local kid, 22 years old, won the Bassmaster Classic. And if you're a fisherman and you didn't hear about it, you probably lived under a rock. But nonetheless, You got a $300,000 check out of it, plus endorsements, plus this, that, and the other $10,000 here and something else there. But the piece of this is, and again, all credit is due. He did a great job. And as things are, he took it to the bank, which is great. The thing that was interesting from this whole concept was that he did get the record weight ever of a Bassmaster Classic. And it was a forward-facing sonar period bite. And that's what they pretty much used to get that nailed down. And more, it's just like I say, kudos to him, understanding what and how to use it properly and really make things happen. So kudos to him on that. But lots of money. I mean, it's $10,000 here for the highest place entrant in the Toyota Big Bucks, another another $20,000 for the Yamaha. He was running Yamaha outboard, so lots of
good
of money
rolling. Coming his way. Yes.
Yeah, and with this win, they can't take it away from you. I will say that, and that's a big positive for him. So, super kudos to him. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the forward-facing sonar in a little bit with Rob and what's going on with a recent change to limits that have been laid out there on Mille Lacs. A story I was going to tell last week, this is pretty crazy. Out of Florida, some people were kayaking in an area where there was alligators. Maybe you just don't want to go roller skating in a buffalo herd or kayaking in an alligator pond. Either one of those, if you've ever heard the song before, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, look it up sometime. She was kayaking with a group of 30 kayakers and was bitten by an alligator, grabbed her elbow, and took a life jacket from another person's boat in the group. They said they had to put a tourniquet on her arm. It was bleeding excessively.
I bet.
And you're in a situation then where now what do you do when you've got 30 people to kayak with, and you were not able to go pretty much anywhere at that point. Once the attack happened, they couldn't see where the gator went. He said they could see the stolen life jacket bobbing in the water, assuming the gator was still underneath the vest, and they could not literally get a hold of her arm to do any first aid because it was so painful. Finally, they had no choice, and I'm sorry, but there's certain things you just don't do in Florida in that kind of an area.
Who took 30 people out there?
They were in a backwater marsh, and they just don't think that's not a good thing to do. The alligator and the life vest were about a quarter mile away from the scene when the helicopter spotted the group and started to circle. And holding up the paddles 45 minutes after the call was placed, helicopters were there, and rescuers reached them in an airboat to help. So
no thanks.
Nope, not me. Not happening. I'll take mosquitoes and whatever else I can in Minnesota and call it a day.
Pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell you what, we are going to be coming back. We're going to talk with Rob Driesline from The Outdoor News. Like I put that in there. Actually, just Outdoor News. But he's going to be joining us, and it is going to be a barn burner. You're going to want to hang out for this one. All right, Jeff, when we come back. We'll be right back.